Thank you for joining us this Memorial Day. We want to get started right. We seem to be absent one person, and that's the one with the crank to move the flag. Yes! Praise the Lord. All right. Color detail, fall in. That's just you, right?
And now they are getting the flagpole ready.
Up, and then back down to half. Those present in uniform, attend. Up! All right, back down to half. Present! You may present arms. Everyone else, please place your left hand over your, or right hand over your heart as we recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing for our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
I'd like to welcome the chairman of our organization.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for attending. My name is Pete Olson. I'm the current chairman for the Coffeyville Veterans Memorial Park Association. It's our project to try and build a new veterans wall here in Coffeyville so that no veteran is forgotten or left behind. It's a big mission, it's a large project, and we're doing what we can to get there and get it accomplished. So at this time, I would want to make some commendations to the people that have helped out. I'd like to introduce our committee. Come forward, please. This is Christina Clark. She is the co-chair of our committee. She is also a retired United States Coast Guard. Lauren Osborne, Sergeant, Army. He is our committee's events coordinator. So he's pretty much the one that put this show together for us. Paul Malise, he is our chaplain and also our acting secretary. He's got a big job because he's got to keep track of all of us. And we are missing Monroe Joplin is down there with the rifle squad, and he is our sergeant at arms. Thank you. Okay, I also want to introduce the United Singer Group, who is going to be a song for us here shortly or two. Aaron Burke, who is the Coffeyville Community College Music Director. Past Mayor Deborah Maples, City Councilman Mike Golden and William Kendall, James Copeland from KGGF Radio, the VFW Honor Guard, and the American Legion Riders. I also want to thank all the volunteers that showed up and helped us this morning. We set out at 5 o'clock this morning, had all the flags loaded and ready to come here by 5:20, which was a record breaker. And then we had all the volunteers showed up here at 6 o'clock, and we got all these flags up by 7:30. So, tremendous job. And with that, I'll turn it back over to our events coordinator.
Chaplain, post. If you'd please remove any non-religious headgear. A prayer for our veterans. O God, our Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with brave men and women who are willing to defend our freedom. May your protection and grace surround them each day. Let your healing hand be upon those who suffer wounds and injuries. May those who have made the ultimate sacrifice rest forever in your holy presence. Comfort the families who mourn and are left to remember the precious lives of their loved ones. Help us to honor and support them. Let us ever be mindful of each sacrifice made on behalf of the American people by our sons, daughters, husbands, wives, mothers, fathers, and friends. Amen.
At this time, we would like to welcome the United Singers for a rendition of America the Beautiful and the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Of the prophet, amen. beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on
of the coming of the Lord. He has driven the sins to bear the grace of wrath or sword. He hath loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and daring lamp. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the Christ was born across the sea, with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on.
Ladies and gentlemen, so I apologize for some of the musical cues. They were a little technologically challenged. He wasn't ready. All right, I'd like to welcome to the podium an important part of our program that we have not done before this, but we will be doing it every year after this. Eventually, we would like to welcome youth to do this because we want to invest our future in our past. I'd like to welcome to the podium the Daughters of the American Revolution representatives to read the major wars and casualties for the United States.
Good morning. My name is Mary Ellen McLeod. I am a recently retired teacher at the high school. And we are very pleased to be here and to make these important announcements.
Hello, I am Thea Hudlin, and I am a high school teacher special ed at Field Kinley High School, and also a daughter of the American Revolution here in Jane Dean Coffee Chapter. During the American Revolutionary War in 1775 through 1783, there were approximately 25,000 people killed. Some of them were non-combat people. In the War of 1812 to 1815, approximately 15,000 individuals were killed, both military and civilian. During the Mexican-American War, 1846 to 1848, there were approximately 13,280 people killed. In the American Civil War, 1861 to 1865, approximately 20,000 to 648,000 people died. During the Spanish-American War in 1898, we had approximately 2,450 military deaths. In the Philippine-American War, 1899 to 1902, approximately 4,200 deaths. During World War I, from 1917 to 1918, we lost approximately 16,520 military. World War II, 1941 to 1945, approximately 405,400 casualties. In the Korean War, 1950 to 1953, we lost approximately 54,250. This included non-combat personnel. Vietnam War, 1961 to 1975, approximately 58,210 military. The Persian Gulf War, 1990 to 1991, we lost approximately 385 military. The Global War on Terror, 2001 until presidential order, approximately 6,960 U.S. military only. Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to thank the Daughters of the Revolution for filling in on that. If we could all rise and provide a moment of silence, and at the end of that, then Aaron Burke will read.
Good morning. Today I'll be reading about the red poppy and Flanders fields. You may be seated as well. The American Legion family has the support of Congress to designate the Friday before Memorial Day as National Poppy Day, a day that encourages all Americans to wear a red poppy as a symbol of honor, as a symbol to honor the fallen and support the living heroes who have worn our nation's uniform. The red poppy became the memorial flower of the American Legion family on September 27, 1920, in Cleveland, Ohio. It came to symbolize the blood shed by those who fought and those who continue to fight for our country following the publication of the wartime poem In Flanders Fields. The poem was written by Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, MD, while serving on the front line in World War I, to honor soldiers killed in battle, and now in Flanders Fields. In Flanders fields where poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high, if ye break faith with us who die. We shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
If tomorrow all the things are gone I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the ones who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the ones who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the ones who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
You're listening to our live Memorial Day broadcast from Veterans Memorial Patio here in Fairview Cemetery, here on the mighty 690 KGGF.
Beside you, you see three wreaths, and in front of most of you. This one here is emplaced by the Vice Mayor for Memorial Day. The center wreath, placed higher than others, is placed on this day for the Gold Star Mothers, ones who have lost those who fought in foreign fields for our behalf. The last wreath is placed for our organization, for the memory that we will provide to future generations of those lost and those who will go after us. I'd like to welcome up to the podium Chief Christina Clark, United States Coast Guard, who will read the orders that created Remembrance Day and Memorial Day.
Good morning. I am retired United States Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Christina Clark. I am also the co-chairman for the Coffeyville Veterans Memorial Park Association. It is truly an honor and privilege to stand before you this Memorial Day as we gather together to remember and honor the brave men and women of the armed forces who made the ultimate sacrifice and service to our nation. Memorial Day is more than a long weekend or the beginning of summer. It is more than store advertisements and Memorial Day sales. It is a sacred day of remembrance, a day set aside to honor those who never made it home, those who gave their lives so that future generations could live in freedom. Before I read General John A. Logan's General Order No. 11, which officially established Decoration Day in 1868, I would like to take a moment to recognize an important part of American history that is often overlooked. In May of 1865, shortly after the end of the Civil War, formerly enslaved black Americans in Charleston, South Carolina, gathered to honor fallen Union soldiers who had died in a Confederate prison camp. These men and women worked tirelessly to properly rebury the soldiers, decorate the graves with flowers, and hold a ceremony of remembrance and gratitude for those who sacrificed their lives for the freedom and the preservation of the Union. Many historians today recognize this event as one of the earliest known Memorial Day observances in our nation's history. Their act of remembrance helped lay the foundation of what would later become a national tradition of honoring American fallen heroes. 3 years later, General John A. Logan, Commander-in-Chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, issued General Order No. 11, calling for May 30th to become a national day to decorate the graves of those who died defending our country during the Civil War. Today, as we continue that tradition here in Coffeyville, we remember not only the fallen from the Civil War, but every generation of service members who answered the call of duty and gave their lives for this nation. At this time, I would like to read General John A. Logan's General Order No. 11. Attention to orders. From Headquarters, Grand Army of the Republic, Washington, D.C., May 5th, 1868. The 30th day of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. In this observance, no form of ceremony is prescribed, but post and comrades will in their own way arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect as circumstances may permit. We are organized, comrades, as our regulations tell us, for the purpose, among other things, of preserving and strengthening those kind and fraternal feelings which have bound together the soldiers, sailors, and Marines who united to suppress the late rebellion. What can add more to assure this result than by cherishing tenderly the memory of our heroic dead, who made their breast a barricade between our country and its foes? Their soldier lives were the reveille of freedom to a race in chains, and their deaths the tattoo of rebellious tyranny in arms. We should guard their graves with sacred vigilance. All that the consecrated wealth and taste of the nation can add to their adornment and security is but a fitting tribute to the memory of her slain defenders. Let no wanton foot tread rudely on such hallowed grounds. Let pleasant paths invite the coming and going of reverent visitors and fond mourners. Let no vandalism of avarice or neglect, no ravages of time, testify to the present or to the coming generations that we have forgotten. As people, the cost of free and undivided republic. If other eyes grow dull and other hands slack and the hearts cold in the solemn trust, Ours shall keep it well as long as the light and warmth of life remain to us. Let us then, at the time appointed, gather around their sacred remains and garland the passionless mounds above them with the choicest flowers of springtime. Let us raise above them the dear old flag that saved from dishonor. Let us in this solemn presence renew our pledges to aid and assist those whom they have left among us, a sacred charge upon a nation's gratitude. The soldiers and sailors, widow and orphan, it is the purpose of the Commander-in-Chief to inaugurate this observance with the hope that it will be kept up from year to year while a survivor of the war remains to honor the memory of his departed comrades. He earnestly desires the public press to call attention to this order and lend its friendly aid in bringing it to the notion of comrades in all parts of the country in time for simultaneously compliance therewith. By order of General John A. Logan. At ease.
It is in the nature and spirit of this order that I present the following three awards. For while many joined together to help us erect this beautiful display of flags today, and we very much appreciate their time, three high schoolers came the day that we cleaned the Court of Valor, the existing memorial that we have until the new memorial can be erected. Because of their sacrifice of time when they did not have to provide that, our organization would like to provide them with a lasting show of recognition. These certificates have not yet been signed because the people to sign them, the chairman and vice chairman of our organization, would like to meet them personally. Robert J. Osborne, please come forward to the podium. Cooper Hall, please come forward to the podium. Tomas Gaspar Bartolo, please come forward to the podium. Accepting the award for Tomas will be one of his teachers. Cooper Hall. Thank you. Make sure Pete and Christina sign that for you. Robert. Thank you. It is our fond hope that our school children will begin to bear some of the burdens that we have at this point to memorialize those who have gone before us. For as long as history is known, yes. For as long as history is known, oral, pictographs, sung, written, symbols have captured our hearts. They've spoken to our minds and to those around us and those who will come after us. They frame our memories. They give rise to emotions. They help tell us who we are and what we know to be important. We stand for some, we kneel for some, and we salute others like the flags you see flying before you. There are symbols like the red poppy, the battlefield cross, a simple rifle driven into the ground with boots, a helmet, and tags that symbolize a combat loss. And the flag. They call us to remembrance for those we've lost and those we still have, and what those people sacrificed so we can stand for their symbols and ours today. Symbols are an important part of what I do as well. The Community Green Zone badge and the stars upon it for those advocates that are here in the presence of us today. The six hands on the seal of the Southeast Kansas Veteran Providers Coalition. The symbol of Four County Mental Health Center. All of those speak to us and tell us what the purpose and heart behind an organization are. understanding, communication, belonging, healing, regrowing, and reinvestment of our humans in the divine. I could not do what I do and serve those I serve without symbols. One of the most important purposes of symbols is to impart to our hearts and to those who come after us what is important. Our posterity can read dry words on a page and gain some dusty understanding of what facts are. But the interpretations of our heart are driven not by historical account, but by the visions which led us and the forces which define us. We have symbols in Coffeyville as well. We have a motto which is supposed to be a guiding flame that leads us how we go about our lives and how we do business. We say our history fuels our future. And I say that should remind us that our actions come with accountability and responsibility to not always be the loud voice in the room, but to be the powerful one. Sometimes our posterity is going to have to grow and live in the emotions and symbols we leave behind. And how are we going to shape the world that we give to them? I call on those here and those we know to take up our symbols in unity as much as may be possible, as Paul asked from us. Rest the mantle of learning and responsibility on the shoulders of your young. Teach them of those who came before them. Pave the way for their freedoms by helping them understand the grit and blood and ingenuity shed on this earth to build it to where it is today. Teach them of the battles fought and why they were fought. Teach them to honor and remember so we can grow and improve instead of stagnate and repeat. Help bear the cost of raising symbols they can honor and revere so they aren't forced to rely on only stories. Help those like us who are striving to memorialize the lost and their cost, so we have places to shepherd our young through and help them remember as well. As you celebrate the remainder of this day, please do so responsibly. And God bless you all. I would like to welcome to the podium the Vice Mayor, Deborah Maples.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. While this weekend, like was said before, foremost is the start of the summer, we gather here for a different purpose. We are here to pause, to reflect, and to remember. We pause to honor the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces who gave their lives in service to our country. Behind the freedom to gather with our friends and families lies the selfless sacrifice of the American heroes. From the fields of the American Revolution to the modern battlefields, ordinary Americans stepped forward to answer the call of duty. They came from all walks of life, but they share one ultimate conviction that our way of life is worth defending, even at the cost of their own lives. We hold this annual observance to honor the fallen, not just for their sake, but for the sake of the living. It is our responsibility as a citizen to ensure their stories are told, their valor is remembered, and the debt they paid is never forgotten. Let their stories serve as a constant reminder of the preciousness of peace and the enduring value of freedom. As we lay wreaths, place flags, and bow our heads today, let us recommit ourselves to the principles they died defending. Let their sacrifice inspire us to be kinder, stronger, and more united in building a better United States of America. Their sacrifice is the foundation of the freedoms we enjoy every day, the freedom to speak openly, to worship freely, and to pursue our dreams and to live in peace. These heroes came from every corner of America. They were sons, daughters, brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors. They carried hopes for the future, yet placed duty far above themselves. My father's family was Mennonite, and as a group, they were conscientious objectors who for years migrated away from governments who forced them into service. However, in coming to the United States of America, They felt such a pride in their new home that my father, along with his brother, gladly served their country. My father in Okinawa after World War II, and my uncle in both Korea and Vietnam. After serving his Lord Jesus and having a family, serving in the United States Army was the thing that my father was most proud of in his life. I'm so very honored that I can go out here today and see my father's flag waving proudly along with the others out there. Thank you, and may God bless our fallen heroes, our military, and the United States of America.
Before we close, I would like to offer an opportunity for any of the other city commissioners that wanted to come forward and say something. Mr. William Kendall, apologize.
Good morning, distinguished guests and my fellow Americans. A legacy of honor and my debt of gratitude. We gather today in solemn remembrance and profound gratitude on this Memorial Day across our great nation. From the smallest communities to the sacred groves of Arlington, we pause to honor a debt we can never fully repay. We come together to remember the brave men and women who saw a cause greater than themselves and answered the call to defend it. They were our neighbors, our friends, our brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, and children. They came from every corner of this land, united by a sacred oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And I want to take a moment to remember the freedoms we enjoy every day, the right to speak and worship freely, and to live in safety, along with the many other freedoms we often enjoy through the courage and sacrifice of extraordinary Americans. To the Gold Star families here, I know that for you, every day is Memorial Day. And I recognize that the burden of freedom is carried heavily by those left behind. No words can erase your grief, but please note that this nation and community stands with you forever in your debt. As a public servant and a citizen, my duty is to remember and honor our fallen heroes, and the sacrifices they made are never forgotten, to live in a way that is worthy of their sacrifice and selflessness. May God bless our fallen heroes and comfort their families each and every day. May God continue to bless the United States of America and the city of Coffeyville. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for joining us this morning, and we ask that you stand, please, and face the American flag as our rifle squad prepares themselves. Officer of the day. Thank you. hogs. This concludes today's ceremony. Thank you very much.
And this has been our live broadcast here from Veterans Memorial Patio at Fairview Cemetery. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And thanks to our sponsor today, Mueller Construction. We'll get you back to our regular programming here on the Mighty 690. We have a normal 11 o'clock hour coming up for you. And then at noon, we'll have the KGGF Noon Hour. That's a normal news hour. That'll be followed instead of our afternoon farm show. We will have on the way for you through the Bible, moved up to 12:30. At 1 o'clock, we'll have Dave Ramsey, and then at 2 o'clock, we will have the Royals versus the Yankees right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Have a safe Memorial Day from all of us at KGGF.